On this episode of the Green Street Beat, we're once again focusing on the city's comprehensive plan, which will guide future development in Lee's Summit. We discuss the local economy, jobs, and where Lee's Summit is looking to go in the future. Let's dive in. I'm joined today by City Manager Steve Arbo, Director of Development Services Ryan Edelman, and Jeff Pinkerton, who is the Director of Economic Research at the Missouri Department of Economic Development. Thank you all for taking the time to be on the podcast today.
Thank you, Eric.
So this episode, we're focusing on the resilient economy aspect of the comprehensive plan. That plan will guide future development in Lee's Summit. We're going to start out very broadly. What do you think a resilient economy is, or what does it mean to you?
Well, I can start in, the word that comes to my mind is diverse. And if you have an economy that is not heavily loaded into one particular industry, you have an economy that's a little bit more resilient. I often think about the oil industry and how that dominates some regions of the country. You know, even down in Oklahoma, if that oil market is doing well, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, those cities are doing well. And the oil market turns down, they tend to struggle a little bit. So I think in an economy that is diverse is one that can kind of is more resilient and can withstand ups and downs in particular industries. Because if you have one part of your economy that's struggling, you probably have another part or two that's doing well to kind of balance that out.
I'd agree with Mr. Pinkerton. Diversity is very important. I also think that adaptability is also key. We've all seen industries or even cities that they are successful and they keep relying on that same tactic for their success. And then the world changes around them and they have to react instead of looking ahead. And one of the things that I think that's happening with this comprehensive plan project that we're working on together as a community is we're asking the questions about what's ahead and how do we position ourselves to be ready for that. Quick example, big box retail shopping centers. They still are a big part of our economy, but I think we all know long-term they won't be. And so part of our conversation today as a community is how do we reinvent those spaces to something that will continue to have purpose for us?
I completely agree. When I think of a resilient economy, the first thing that comes to my mind is not putting all your eggs in one basket. You gotta have the diversification that Jeff mentioned, and with the way and the rate at which things change in modern society, you have to be flexible and you have to be adaptable and you always have to be constantly looking ahead as to where are we going, what's next, are we on the right path, did the path move, did something get put in front of us as we're trying to move forward, how can we go around, how can we work through that? The time frame that we've been able to look out in the past, I think maybe has been a little longer than it is now. So the pace of change and the ability to keep up with those different directions, I think, is key to ensuring that the economy can continue to move forward no matter what's thrown at it.
When you look at the city today and you examine the major industries and employers in Lee's Summit, it's pretty much predominantly health, education, and then some other public sector entities such as the City of Lee's Summit. What does that concentration of jobs in that sector mean for the city as we do plan for the future?
I think what it does is it, the good thing is it communicates stability. Those sectors, health, education, and public sector are very good long-term areas, but as we were discussing, you've got to have adaptability and you have to have diversity. And sometimes what cities can do is they can take their core strengths and then broaden them out and look for those tertiary economic drivers that can attach themselves to those. And so, for example, the health industry, we ought to be looking for medical supply and maybe distribution centers and maybe the back office industry that supports health activities. So I think I think that it's okay to have a concentration of, especially when there's solid economic drivers, such as what we've mentioned, but we shouldn't rest and be comfortable with that, and that we ought to be looking at diversifying, like we've mentioned before.
Yeah, I agree. I think those industries you mentioned are foundational. A strong economy is going to be based on those sectors that are strong, and at least Summit's situation doesn't differ from the Kansas City Metro as a whole. The government, which would include public education and healthcare, are the two largest employers in the Kansas City Metro area. So again, I think when people think about Lee Summit, a lot of things pop into mind, but a great school district is certainly one of them. And, you know, our demographics are driving the demand for more and more healthcare as a nation. And so seeing that growth is certainly not surprising. And again, I think those provide a pretty strong foundation for Lee Summit's economy to grow on.
Sticking with jobs, when you look at the employment inflow and outflow in Lee Summit, right now they're almost balanced. We have about 48% of people who live in Lee Summit who are employed outside of the city, while about 40% are coming into Lee Summit to work, and 12% live and work in the city. Why are all these numbers important for the city to look at, and how do we create even more opportunities for people to stay and work in Lee Summit?
I think I'd be more interested in seeing the change in those figures over time. And I'm somewhat familiar with that data. And I do know more and more people are seeing Lee Summit as a job center. More and more people are commuting into Lee Summit. And as the city grows, the population grows, you're seeing more and more people drive out of Lee Summit for work. And that's not necessarily a reflection that, as much of, they're not finding the jobs here. They're just, the population is growing and they have jobs with businesses that are outside the city. So I'm not terribly concerned about the number. I do think, showing the improvement that we have seen is the strength and a sign of a growing, more diversifying economy. But, when I first moved out here maybe 25 years ago, the term bedroom community may not quite a fit, but it was pretty close to that, and it's certainly changed since then and coming much more diverse. So what I've seen is growth in diversity in Lee Summit's economy when I look at those numbers.
I also think that what it does, what that story is telling us about those people that leave Lee Summit every day and they go to professional white-collar work, either at the Country Club Plaza or in Johnson County or in downtown Kansas City. Those seem to be our three primary attractors of where people go to work if they commute. And what I think it says is that because of the quality of life and the quality of the city and what happens here, we attract people who have the economic capacity to choose where they live. And despite their work being in other locations, they are choosing Lee Summit because of the good school system, because we're a safe community. I would like to think we have outstanding parks. I think we have great governmental services. And I think they wrap all that up and Lee Summit becomes their choice. Now, what we should be doing in the future is to be asking ourselves, how can we create an environment where these people don't have to leave Lee Summit every day, and that they can be productive and earn their salaries and their living right here in Lee Summit, and maybe cut out 40 to 60 minutes every day out of their life that they're driving on a highway or commuting. So I think that's what we ought to do, is to see them as a resource and try to attract employers to come and take advantage of what we already have here.
I'll add on to that. Myself personally, I'm one of the lucky ones that gets to live and work in Lee Summit. And one of the things with the strategic plan that was just completed was a big discussion on quality of life. It's also part of the comprehensive plan. I look at the ability to live and work in Lee Summit as a huge quality of life benefit. I will also say that being part of a larger metropolitan area the way we are provides a lot of opportunity, across a number of different areas. So I think it's great that we've got both the inflow and the outflow because that allows everybody to have choice as to what they can do. Now, I'm a huge fan of living and working in the same location, and I think that that is a great thing, and I hope that we can provide those opportunities for as many people as possible that want to do that.
When you look at one of the reasons that Lee Summit is a quality community is because people are engaged in civic activities. They are serving on our school boards. They run for city council. They're active in our service groups such as Rotary or Kiwanis. And for them to be able to do that, it's really hard to be engaged in your community if you are commuting back and forth. So when you're a government like the city of Lee Summit, one of the reasons why you want people to live and work in your city is so that you can create more opportunities for them to have civic engagement. And I think that, as Ryan's already mentioned, the quality of life for those families, it improves, but it also, it becomes reflected on the amount of involvement that you're getting from these individuals as well.
It allows the opportunity for a deeper connection to the community, which I think benefits everyone. So the more that we can provide those opportunities, the more that individual quality of life is improved, the more that civic quality of life is improved, which in turn results in higher quality of life for everyone.
One of the reasons having a diversified economy is important is being able to withstand economic downturns, especially ones caused by pandemics, which are hard to predict. Right now, looking at jobs in Lee Summit, we're above the national average when it comes to retail industry jobs, along with lodging and dining, two areas that have been hard hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. But we also mentioned we have some stable sectors as well, like healthcare, public sector, and education. So how would you say the city is positioned right now to withstand a downturn? What could it do in the future to become even better positioned to withstand temporary economic downturns?
Yeah, I would say, we couldn't really predict the impact of a pandemic like we have. We've heard about it, but actually going through it and seeing it and seeing the impact on retail and hospitality and in restaurants and things like that, hopefully a once in a lifetime event going forward. But yeah, retail is an interesting thing, and there's been a very slow trend up in the number of people, and the number of the percent of the sales that are going online. Back in 2000, it was around 1%. It's very slowly increased up to about 11%. First quarter of this year, it spiked up to 16%. So I think retail is a bit of a concern going forward, as have consumers' habits change a little bit. Are they going to be looking at online as a more of an opportunity in the future? On the restaurant side and the hotel side, I do think once confidence returns, people are going to be chomping at the bit to get back into those restaurants and watch football games with a crowd or go out and travel again. I think that will recover pretty quickly. But the retail is one I would be looking at very closely to see if those numbers start to return, or if we have kind of maybe made a permanent change to taking more online. It's become more and more of our lives when it comes to retail.
We need to be talking about the future and the economic trends, and the COVID-19 event is certainly an awakening for us. That we can shift very quickly when it comes to our economy and how things are done, just like Mr. Pinkerton's already mentioned, the shift towards online sales. So the space that we have in Lee Summit, that is a traditional brick and mortar retail space, I would hope that it would stay vibrant and active and thrive for a long time to come. But I think the reality is that it won't. There will be other, either we reinvent those spaces with the community through our comprehensive plan. We need to talk about experiential activities, things that can't be replicated online, such as a nice evening meal with your friends, or maybe even some kind of challenging, rock climbing or wall climbing or things that you're just simply not going to get without being there and being present. So I'm excited about the comp plan conversation, and I think it couldn't have come at a better time because we still have the strength of our existing retail sector in Lee Summit, but we can begin looking ahead and planning and making sure we're ready to make the adjustments as the economy continues to change.
You know, I think with the current pandemic, a couple of things were accelerated. The trends towards online shopping, as Jeff mentioned, were relatively slow growth, but it's kind of exploded. I think the trend towards the experiential retail and that environment, that was a trend that was already occurring, but it's been sped up a little bit. And I think you could even go into the office space realm that we don't really know what the long-term impacts of the office space and the rest of the general commercial real estate market is going to look like. So the pandemic has essentially put the foot on the gas on some trends that maybe were already occurring. On the flip side of that, it's also allowed our businesses to shine in other ways, to show how adaptable they can be in order to make things work. And our community has responded very well to that, very well. And it's been very surprising looking at the numbers, just how well the community has responded to this. Again, that's all relative towards other time periods, other communities, we've got a lot of people in the community that are willing to try new things out and adapt as we continue to move forward. So I think it's going to be really exciting to see what happens in the next 5 years, 10 years, as we continue to evolve. And I think we're going to keep getting faster at it.
So building on that and looking at the next 5 to 10 years, what are the biggest opportunities for the Lee Summit economy? What kind of jobs are we wanting to see more of in the city? What sectors can we do a better job of attracting? And how do our needs match the statewide needs?
The word entrepreneurship jumps to mind when I think about how to bolster an economy and get an economy growing. And I know we've taken some great steps in Lee Summit in trying to bolster that. But, business attraction is a difficult game. There's a lot of competition out there. There are a lot of cities that are all vying for those same businesses. Entrepreneurship's a little bit different. I think if you can work on creating space in an environment where entrepreneurs can flourish and work, learn from each other. So instead of maybe putting all our emphasis on attracting those businesses, some of our effort needs to go into growing some businesses that are here, some folks that are already invested in the community. So I think efforts in entrepreneurship, and let the entrepreneur and let the market kind of tell us what industries are going to be most in demand and driving us forward. So, entrepreneurship jumps to the forefront for me.
I agree with Jeff on that. And I will also say that as a community, we have made and we will continue to make a very sizable contribution commitment financially to our educational ecosystem. I wish I could have coined that term, but that was coined by a former president of the Longview Community College, Kirk Nooks. But he would talk about the education ecosystem, which we have a very healthy, vibrant ecosystem when it comes to taking young lives, taking midterm career people, in creating opportunities for strengthening their marketability into the future. And what I see us needing to do is to play that up more, as Jeff has mentioned, through things such as having entrepreneurs. It is much less costly for us to grow our own, to create a place for people to be successful here than it is for us to chase big companies and offer huge tax incentives and really disrupt the community, not only financially, but sometimes with traffic and buildings and noise. It's much better for us to do it through growing entrepreneurs. And I also think that you get people that remain committed to the city. So I really like to see us continue to focus on entrepreneurism and our educational system.
On the topic of entrepreneurism, the city has partnered with Velocity to help in this area. Are we happy with the progress the city has made in becoming more friendly to startups? And where do you see Lee Summit's position in the future?
I think it's wonderful that we have a group like Velocity that has been with us for the last couple of years. And the people that are in the leadership position of that organization, they have been successful business people, and they are basically taking their knowledge and their skill set, and they're helping others who are at the very start of their stages of growing their businesses. Entrepreneurism and creating new businesses is not an on-off switch. It is creating an environment, creating a culture, and then success will come. But success gets measured in a lot of different ways. And what I've learned through this process is that that people fail too. People try a lot of things that don't work, but they get smarter as time goes along. I think it's been a good investment for the city and for the community to have a place for people who want to drive an idea and to create an economy that's based upon their energy and not dependent upon some larger organization. And so I'm very much an advocate of us keeping it and also taking advantage of these volunteers who have already had successful businesses to support our community.
I think when it comes to entrepreneurship, we continue to try to do as much as we can. The partnership with Velocity and the community organization that and the community support that's rallied around that group to rally around others, as well as even through the library, their small business center, their Square One Small Business Center is going to be a key feature in one of the brand new libraries that they're building. And it's going to be I think it's going to be the largest or maybe the only one in the region to provide that source. Velocity is also well connected with the Kansas City metro area and entrepreneurial programs available through there. And then even on the way that we provide services in the development services department, we gear a kind of a personal touch towards all of the city processes. We've done that in an effort to help promote entrepreneurship and help people through the process and act as a resource for individuals to ask questions to and know where to go. So I think that we've seen a lot of success with that, and I think we're going to continue to see that. And I think one of the biggest things that we need to continue to do is to continue to get the word out that these resources are available and that we really do want people to come talk to us about any idea that they have, and we will help and try to see what we can do.
Our downtown is obviously one of the hallmarks of Lee Summit. It receives national recognition, and it's undergone a complete revitalization in recent years. We've also had several developers come to city council recently proposing to improve the look of strip malls. Do you see areas in particular that the city that could use a revitalization to attract jobs and employers?
I think we have a number of opportunities that we're trying to identify through this comprehensive plan process. We have a number of older corridors that are prime for some redevelopment, some reinvestment, and you're seeing that right now occur, and it's been occurring as well, which has been a good thing. And you can see that as, you know, some of the renovations that have occurred at some of the retail centers along 291 North, for example. I think there are several opportunities throughout the community as we continue to grow to develop activity centers in different areas and to take areas that currently exist, see what worked well, and breathe new life into them, perhaps as we continue to move forward.
Yeah, I'll echo what Ryan said. It is an activity center. You know, I think downtown is so dynamic, and I've seen it change over the time I've been here. People just go there just to be there for the environment. Where a lot of our strip malls, you know, you're going to one particular store, you're going in, you're getting it and getting out. So if we do some renovations at that front, I do think and of course, retailers and developers know this, you know, getting that sense of place and making it an activity center, not just a retail center, because as we mentioned earlier, you know, your computer and your phone can compete with a retail brick and mortar retail store. And Steve alluded to this earlier that, you know, it's the things that are going to draw you out and be a part of that. So I think any effort to revitalize the retail that we have and make it more of a destination will be well served. And again, you know, the great success we've had with downtown, I think has been, as you said, it's been a hallmark for the city, and it's been all the efforts we've done to improve downtown have been well worth it.
So I'll add to that too. When talking about the activity centers and the downtown, one of the big things with that we're hoping to focus on, and we are focusing on, is placemaking. It's kind of a planning term that's used, but making different areas connected, walkable, livable, and honestly unique and special in their own way. We had a term called stickiness, if you will, a place that people want to go to. And so what is that? What does that look like? And a lot of times that is more than just one thing. So creating that sense of community in different pockets across the entire city through these different activity centers that have employment opportunities, that have residential opportunities, and they have shopping and retail and experience opportunities, connection to parks and connection to natural open spaces. These are all things that are really exciting to talk about, and are all opportunities that we're going to be discussing through this comprehensive plan.
What makes Lee Summit an attractive place for people to work and for companies to locate? What would be your pitch to a developer or a CEO?
I think what makes Lee Summit attractive for an employer would be the opportunity to have talented people that are available right here within Lee Summit. When you look at our demographic of the quality of people with their expertise, not only education level, but in many other ways, education is important for earning capacity. But we have a lot of great people that have expertise in other areas that didn't necessarily require a college degree. And I think we have an incredible work ethic. I think we have a Midwestern approach to things where we're focused on making sure that we give a full day of work to our employer. And then I will also say that the quality of life that the people have here and that they're community oriented, I think all of this would reflect if a potential employer was coming to Lee Summit, Missouri, and actually we've heard this about employers who have come here, and once they started hiring Lee Summit folk or people that are in the Lee Summit area, they have been pleasantly surprised at the quality of the individual that they're getting that's committed to their company. So what I would do is I would have them talk to some of the more recent arrivals in Lee Summit and give testimonials about the quality of the employee that is ready and willing to do work here in Lee Summit.
Yeah, I would echo what Steve said. I mean, to me, the quality of life jumps out, with the investment in parks and in our schools and those things that make people want to live here. Those are attractive to employers as well. And I would also, the investment in our housing, I think we've seen kind of a big increase in multifamily housing. And I think that's a plus. There are cities in this metro area that people may grow up in a certain community, graduate college, and not be able to afford to live in the community they grew up in. I would like to see that not happen here. I have two college-age kids, and I'd like them to be able to live close to me, but maybe not in my basement. So having multifamily housing options for that next generation, I think, is important. And seeing that happen over the last several years is another plus. It's just more opportunity for more people.
I'll summarize it as quality of workforce, relatively low cost of living, especially compared nationally, and quality of life. I think once you're here, this is going to sound cheesy, but you can just feel it when you're here. You can feel the quality of life. You can get to know the people, friendly, welcoming, and helpful. We also have a great park system too, which helps.
So we'll end with this. How do we build an adaptable framework for prosperity and continued growth as we experience a changing economic environment?
From my perspective, you don't do it alone. So this isn't a quote unquote City of Lee Summit responsibility, but it is a community responsibility. And all of the good things that have occurred that we are proud of today and that we feel are good outcomes for this for Lee Summit did not happen because of a singular organization. It happened because we had a partnership with many people or many organizations. And so for us to have that adaptable framework that you're asking about, Eric, we have to continue to have engagement and partnerships. And something that we haven't mentioned yet, but I'm going to throw it out right now in the podcast, is that we rely very heavily on many other organizations in the community, such as the Lee Summit Economic Development Council, the Lee Summit Chamber of Commerce, Downtown Lee Summit Main Street. We mentioned Velocity. We also have several school districts that are contained, that fall within Lee Summit. And our partnership with the school districts and the junior college and the University of Central Missouri, all of those, I could just, you know, go on and on. But we with purpose, we continually ask ourselves, what kind of synergy can be made by working alongside these other organizations? And they've been very supportive and helpful. And I really think that's why we have the strength that we do today that gives us the ability to say, how do we make the future brighter as opposed to how do we get ourselves out of a rut?
Yeah, I think when you talk about adaptable framework, the key adaptable is the important one here, especially in this environment. We've talked a bit about how we don't know what retail is going to look like in the future. We don't know what office space is going to look like in the future. There's going to be some major changes. As Ryan said, I think we've accelerated the pace of this change because of the pandemic. So I think that the framework side of it is, you know, maybe more of a vision where we want to be. And the adaptable part is necessary because, you know, whatever we write down in terms of a plan is probably not going to survive very long given the environment and the changes that we're dealing with. So it's got to be something that's adaptable. And Steve hit it right on the head, you know, not going to do it alone. And those partners that Lee Summit is fortunate to have from all those different sectors, entrepreneurship, higher education, K-12, et cetera, are all going to play a part in that and making Lee Summit a better place and have a brighter future ahead.
I think it comes down to collaboration, foresight, and diligence. We have to continue to work with all of our various partners and new partners, and we have to find new partners as well. And we've got to do that collaboratively. I think we have to keep looking towards the future. We have to look at where we're at. We have to analyze where we're at. We have to analyze where we've been, where we're at, and where we want to go. And so we've got to try to put a little bit of foresight to it. When I say diligence, I mean, we have to keep talking about it. We have to keep it at the forefront of our mind. We have to make sure that we constantly are looking back on those things and making it a priority.
Thanks for listening to the latest episode. Have your voice heard. Head to igniteourfuture.net to fill out a survey, join the discussion forum, or download a conversation kit. We want as many people involved in the conversation as possible, so get involved today.